Thank you, Chairman. I want to come back on the science and technology issues. Being in this process, not the last 5 years, but over 15 years before, when the whole thing popped up, I think science and technology, sometimes I got the impression that we are sitting in the room here to control what's happening in science and technology. And it's pretty sure we can't control. We only have to accept what happens, and we have to take care that the risks and the benefits that are coming up are satisfying the requirements out of the Biological Weapons Convention, I think. To make it very clear, if you look back what we decided in 2011 with the review conference to give to the experts subject areas they have to discuss is having a retrospective view on science and technology developments. But I think that is not what we expect here. We want to see here what are the new developments and what are the risks are coming up and what are the benefits that are coming out which we can sell in cooperation with other countries under Article 10. And the process we have set up in 2011, I think, satisfies neither the issue of risk assessment nor the issue of giving to incorporation the newest developments to other countries. If you look what we have set up in 2011 on subject areas, we missed in the discussion completely something that happened between 2011 and now with a new technology, which is called CISR, which was not on the agenda, and therefore we didn't take care for this. So I think we need to have a science and technology approach that gives freedom to scientists to tell us what are the risks and what are the benefits of the developments. And we have two examples in history that scientists are still aware what happens and are still always in front of politicians. The first was the development in biotechnology with the Arcis-Lamarck conference, where the scientists made the politicians aware that we have new technologies and the risks are coming up that should be controlled by politicians, or at least regulation should be set up. And the next step, for instance, when we came to synthetic biology, it was in the countries that were leading in synthetic biology, like the United States and my country, not the politicians to care for this. The companies and the scientists that were working in this area came to the politicians that there's something happening new, and you have to be aware that there are new risks, and you have to take care for it. And I think we also have to take this approach if we reconstruct how we deal with science and technology in this setting. The scientists, they know better what is coming up, and they should tell us where we should be aware if the developments that are popping up are still covered by Article 1 of the Convention and all the other issues which are laid down in the Convention, and not that we should take control over the science in the context of risk assessment and of new developments. And I think taking this into account will give us a new approach how to set up discussions on science and technology. It doesn't help us to have a new approach with a process where we have 1 day and 1.5 day in an intersessional process to discuss an issue. I think we need to have one block of discussion on science and technology that gives a broad perspective and not controlled by diplomats and by politicians, but giving science the possibility to lay down what is really popular and what are the risks. Thank you.